You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Hey, a couple things. We heard that our volume's been pretty low compared. We're hoping we turn this up. Please let us know if this sounds better to you guys. We're working on it. The other thing is that I want you all to be in agreement with us. This is going to be broadcast, I think, 118. And we actually had one of our partners come to us and say that they wanted to fund this broadcast through the first 120 broadcasts. So obviously that's coming up here in just a couple. And we're not really sure what to do. To be honest with you, we hadn't quite had the support that we were anticipating, but there are some things that we want to get out to you that we want to bless you with as far as teaching. So just be in agreement with us that we have all the resources necessary to continue being a blessing, or if this isn't what we're supposed to be doing, the Lord tell us and we can just switch those resources to something else. But I do want you to know that it's been an honor and a privilege to come into your cars and homes and you all listening to the podcasts and stuff. Thank you so much for this opportunity. We do not take it lightly that you would take the time to listen. Now, we've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And last week we talked about some pretty radical things as far as about exactly how much God loves you, that he loves you just as much as he does Jesus. And if that sounds like a radical thought process to you, you need to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and make sure that you're listening to everything up to this point. And listen, especially over the next couple days, if I tick you off and you don't understand something, one, I hope I make you mad enough you can't sleep and you get your Bible out and you find out that what we're saying is true. I don't ask you to believe this because I'm teaching it. I'm asking you actually to get into your Bible and find out that these things are so. Now, again, I want to go over this because we started talking about last week about how much God loved you. And we're going to kind of go along those lines as we go, as we're proceeding today. But it is important that we talked about the fact that when Jesus came up out of the grave, the very first message that he had was to go tell my brethren that my Father and your Father, that my God and your God. In other words, he was putting about the fatherhood of God above the godhood of God, and he was wanting them to know that they belonged. And we talked about how in Romans chapter 8 that we were given the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. That means daddy. That means that you are completely comfortable in the presence of the Lord, that you have such an intimate relationship with him that you call him daddy. Now, you're still reverential, but you're also at a place, he is the comforter. He wants you to make you know that you're adopted, that you are his. And just to kind of go over this about exactly how much God loves you, in 15:9, it says this, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. In other words, the God is in love with you, that Jesus is in love with you. And that God, now notice this again, as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. In other words, Jesus loves you just as much as the Father has loved him. Okay? Think about that. Now, you might be saying, I don't believe that. Well, why not? Why do you think Jesus would lie? As the Father has loved you, Jesus is, as the Father has loved Jesus, so also Jesus loves you the exact same way. That's exactly how much. Well, yeah, but I've made mistakes and I've done this. Doesn't matter. God's love for you is not based on performance. And we're going to cover this a little bit later. Now, does that mean you can just go out and live whatever way you want to? No, because there's a bungee cord. There's sin has a bungee cord attached to death. And that you are drawing death to yourself when you choose sin. It's not God judging you. It's not God harming you. You're harming yourself because you're pulling death to yourself by choosing sin. Now, I want to show you one other scripture here in John 17, just to verify this out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. John 17 and verse 23, it says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Now, we've seen here that Jesus loves us as much as the Father loves him, but now it says that the Father loves us just as you have loved me, just as much as you have loved Jesus. So the Father loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Now, I know that's a staggering thought. I mean, I know that. I get it, because I remember the first time that I heard that, and it staggered my mind, and it blew me away. But it doesn't change the fact it's true. And you might be saying, how can that be possible? Jesus was perfect, and I'm not. Yeah, but God is not loving you on the basis of your action. He's loving you on the basis that he is love and that he loves you. He's chosen to love you. He wants to love you. Now, again, we'll get into it. You just can't live whatever way you want to live. Well, but let me say this. Does God's love for you change if you sin? No. Because think of it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, when he gave his son, when he gave Jesus, the whole entire world was in sin. And when we were at our worst, God gave us his very best. Now, again, this can be difficult to get a hold of, but nevertheless, you've got to get a hold of it. You've got to accept the fact that, you remember hold this, we started in 1 John 4, that we have known and believed the love that God has for us. Not only that, here, let me say this. We have a free offer for you. We have a free daily devotional that where you can, every day, you get something. It takes you about a minute to read, and then it gives you a practical thing that you can do based on the Word of God. If you go to KurtOwen.com or shoot us an email at connect@KurtOwen.com, then we'll send you this daily devotional absolutely free. Because on a daily basis, you need to renew your mind to the love of God. You need to renew your mind to the fact that God loves you, and that he loves you just as much as he does Jesus. And this is the whole reason that God gave Jesus, because it only makes sense. Why would he trade Jesus for you if he didn't love you just as much? And you're sitting there and you're looking at all of everything you've done wrong, but remember that God is love, and when he sees you through love. Now, does that mean he won't deal with you when you make mistakes? No, it doesn't, because God is still just. But he put your punishment on Jesus. Now, let's get into something we're going to get into over the next couple of days, okay? And we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to see some things. And part of this, we're going to kind of start at the end and then get back to the beginning, but we're going to read in verse 31. We're going to start in verse 31. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the whole thing, and then I'm going to go back, and we're going to break it down. And we're not going to get through all of it today, I can tell you that. But you need to get a hold of this. In verse 31, what shall we say then of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Man, I can't wait to kind of get into that. But do you see God? I can't get past it. Do you see God as for you? I mean, literally, that he is in your corner on your behalf, that he is for you. Not in a way that is like a pie in the sky thing, but God is for you. That God wants to help you. That God is in your corner. That when the fight starts, that God's on your side. If God, people say, well, God is not on my side. God is on his own side. Well, then why does it say in Psalm 118, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? I guess I'm not going to be able to get past this. Go with me to Psalm 118. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Now here's Psalm 118. I believe it's about verse 8. No, that's not it. Let's see. Verse 6. The Lord is on my side. Or let's go back up to verse 5, because this is good. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. Now that means that, you know, normally when you experience pressure, right, that it feels like you're being pressed in upon. And what he's saying here is the Lord set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Man, that is awesome, isn't it? Now, I want you to think about this for just a second. The Lord is on your side. So, you know, today we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. And this is so important because a lot of times people think that, well, I don't want to get saved because I'll have to give up too much. If God is for you, why do you think he's going to try to take away from you? If the Lord is on your side, why do you think he's going to try to take away the joy of life? If God is on, if God is for you, who can be against you? Why do you think God is trying to steal from you? God wants you to commit your life to him today because he has a better life for you than you could ever imagine. And listen, give him 1 year. Show up to our churches in Port St. Lucie. Watch us online. Do what we're teaching. And see what Jesus, if you commit your life to him, what he won't do for you in just a year's time. Listen, if your life, if you truly receive Jesus today and you give Jesus 1 year and you go to the website and you listen to all of our teachers, and if you're not local here in Florida, contact us. We'll help you find a good church. But give Jesus 1 year of your life doing what his word says do, and see if your life isn't multiplied better because God is on your side. God wants to help you. God is for you. That's why he wants you to receive Jesus, because he has a better life for you than you could ever imagine. I want you to listen to this prayer that Michael's going to lead you in, because this is to the better life, not a lesser life. Stay tuned. Listen to what Michael has to say for you, because after all, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Listen to Michael.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me, and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and making this provision for me, so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, "I have been saved," to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you. And we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.
They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan